Hi, this is Ed Jones with Personal Benefit Financial. Hope you're doing great and feeling well. I want to take a few minutes to talk about presidential elections. The big question before a presidential election, who will win? The big question after this presidential election, who will win? We have to prepare these Friday insights about a week in advance, so by the time you're viewing this, we probably know who won. But more importantly is the follow-up question. What happens to our investments now? Certainly, we should expect the same volatility we've been experiencing. The best advice is to stay focused on goals and time horizons. Rarely do short-term market fluctuations derail the likelihood of success. Secondly, as you focus on goals and time horizons, reaffirm your risk tolerance. Please take a look at the chart on your screen. In almost every presidential term since 1926, the S&P 500 has increased. The major exceptions were the Great Depression of the 1930s and the 2000-2008 term of President Bush. In 2001, the terror attacks on New York City and Washington, D.C., and the Great Recession of 2008 saw significant declines, but both were short-lived or short-term. What we need to understand is the upward trend over 90-plus years. Once again, reminded of the importance of staying invested. Glad to have had these few minutes with you. If you have any questions, certainly give us a call. We're always here to be helpful. Have a great day.